skate parks, BMX bike tracks, basketball courts, hangouts for boys of all ages. There are sometimes a few girls, but they usually seem to be outnumbered. They can make fascinating sociological studies, these places, if you spend enough time in them. Well, Ellie Valenti has been spending quite a bit of time on the periphery of the local BMX track near her new home in a regional Victorian town. And for reasons you'll soon hear, it hasn't been a relaxing experience.
He's down. He's moving. Thank God he's moving. Is that a leg or an arm? His leg looks weird. Shit, it's broken. Is it? No, it's not. He's up now. It's his stomach. He's clutching at his stomach. He's getting up, scrambling to his feet, disentangling himself from the handlebars. I can go to him now, can't I? I've left him for sufficient time to deal with his fall on his own now, haven't I? This is crazy, this pretending to good and mature parenting. All I want to do is run to him and fling my arms around his bruised and humiliated little body and give comfort. That's enough time, surely. People say, usually men, Steve Bidulph maybe, that you have to let boys fall and get up on their own and not interfere. So I've stood and watched him travel, climb, jump and fall with my, what's that expression again, my heart in my throat for what seems like ages now. That's enough. He needs me. He needs me to pick him up and reassure him and tend to his wounded body and pride. He needs me, goddammit. Yes, yes, the symbolism and life lesson implications of all this are not lost on me. My just 2 months shy of 8-year-old jumps bikes now. There's a BMX track near our house, all constructed, stony, hard humps and inclines, and the boys, they're all boys, all hang out there, leaning and slouching, cursing and cheering. Their bikes are invariably scruffy and too small. To my uninitiated eye, they are anyway. And most of the boys are all lanky and stiff-legged as they power up and down and around the humps, hills, bends and steep, smooth waves of concrete. How old are they? 8 to 15, I reckon. But there was one young man a couple of weeks back who had older arms and muscles with a tattoo and a face sliding into handsome, who had held his head all determined and proud as he'd showed them how it was done. The other kids had looked on with barely disguised awe as the young man, helmetless, in his black stovepipe jeans, performed his extra skill and years. They have skateboards too sometimes, and I'm reminded of my own history with the skateboard surfy set in the late 70s and how I wrecked my knee for good when I fell off because I was pretending to my new boyfriend and star of the skatey circuit that I actually knew what I was doing. He's 22, that dude, Mum. Dude? Since when did he start saying dude? I'm okay, you don't have to stand there. I feel like the police, or a helicopter parent at least. But I need you to be careful and focused and remember not to... Yeah, yeah, go now, please. I'll just be over there, okay? Near that tree on that park bench, okay? Or I'll go for a brisk walk around the oval, keeping my head in a permanent swivel position so that I don't take my eyes off him for a second. You don't need to watch me. This is not altogether true, of course, because sometimes he wants me to watch him more than anything else. He wants me to see him calculate the risk and win. There's one boy, he's 14, my son tells me. Age is extremely important when you're a kid. A mere 6 months can make the difference between cool and just plain young. This 14-year-old is good. He's fast, determined and strategic. And when he falls, and it's a beauty, I carefully try and connect. You okay? Wow, you're really good at this. You must have been doing it for a long time. My son shoots me a don't talk to him, Mum, you're embarrassing me look. But I forge ahead, because I'm interested in this kid and what makes him so tough and determined. Yeah, I've been riding for about 3 years now. So you going to get back on the bike and try that jump again? Like I didn't already know the answer to that question. He's up now, back on his bike, his comrades hovering. Yeah, I'll keep doing it till I get it right. I'm not going to leave here today till I get that jump. That last time was crap. Wow, good on you, I say. He has a nice face, freckles still, but some premature bruised knowingness around the eyes and mouth. Yeah, well, I never give up. I've had a pretty, you know, a pretty tough life. Tough life? But he's only a kid. Jesus, what have they done to him? Poor baby, I want him to stop all this, get off his bike and come to the gelato shop with me and my son. And how come he's telling me that stuff so easily? Counselling. It's counselling. He's been in counselling and he's had lots of practice telling his life, describing it and turning it into a story, almost someone else's. the way you do when you've been talking about it with a professional for a while. Last week, my son had two falls, and the second was bad. He cried and grimaced in pain, and the other boys came over, picked up his bike and wheeled it to the periphery of the track for him. There's a kind of protective protocol at work here amongst this group of ragtag boys with their oversized sneakers, skinny legs and dented bikes. When one of them falls, the other picks him up, particularly if he's a young one, like my son. You all right, mate? He's crying really hard now, and a father, he has a couple of boys with him and he's acting like a father, jogs over and helps my son to his feet. I'm scared to lift up his T-shirt. It's bad. Big, red, angry and bad. The handlebars have almost punctured his abdomen. In bed that night, my son, half asleep, says, I'm never going back there, Mama. Never. Okay, darling, that's okay. It's your decision. It's not really, but I make out it is on the night because I don't want him to feel even worse about himself than he already does. Those other boys saw me crying and that dad driving me home and everything. He's drifting off now. Can you chase the bad dreams away? What, love? You know, Daddy does it when I'm at his place. You blow in the air like this before you go to sleep and make any bad dreams go away. So I blow. And I blow. And I blow.
Ellie Varenti and her son Ernie has got back on his bike. This is Life Matters with me, Richard Addy. Don't go away. Next, the final in our Exercise Matters series.